mass destruction. That's how Ukraine's President Zelensky has described the destruction of a major dam that has been blown up in Ukraine. Russia has denied damaging the dam which it currently controls, instead blaming Ukrainian shelling. Thousands of residents in the city of Kherson have been ordered to evacuate following the explosion. We'll talk to Ukrainian MP Alexei Goncharenko in a few moments. But first, earlier I spoke to Yaroslav Kornienko, an evacuation coordinator with Vostok SOS. The Ukrainian NGO has already evacuated 1,200 people.
We evacuated people to the east from Kherson, Tyahinka, it is called Tyahinka, which is pretty hard at the moment to go in because the water level increases and roads become unavailable. And
how many people have you evacuated at this point in time?
I mean, from this Tyahinka, it's up to 10 people. Overall, it was evacuated about 1,200 people.
Are people shocked by the flooding?
For sure, this is a tragedy because some people were not ready to this. Some people died. And it's like we still don't know what results we will have in a few days. Because when we will analyze how much people couldn't get out from their homes, how much people died, Ukrainian side, the evacuation was organized pretty good and in a controlled way. But we have lots of calls from occupied territories from the left bank of Dnipro, where evacuation was not organized and people were turned back on checkpoints by Russian soldiers. We receive on our hotline the whole day very scary calls of people who cannot evacuate and cannot move from the area.
Can you estimate how many Ukrainian people are trapped in occupied areas and can't get out and are concerned about the flooding?
I mean, there are tens of thousands.
Tens of thousands.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not sure about, it can be like 30, 40,000 people.
Are you facing a humanitarian disaster then?
After there is a stage of water increasing. After it, there will be humanitarian disaster.
Ukrainian MP Alexei Goncharenko joins us now. Alexei, you were in Kherson yesterday. What did you witness?
Hello. I witnessed awful catastrophe, ecological catastrophe of a planetary scale. The water is arriving quickly, and it still arrives till this moment. Probably today will be the peak, but we don't know at what level it will be and when.
How are people
thousands
coping?
Of houses are destroyed. People are shocked and scared.
But this morning, what's the scale of the evacuation operation?
It continues, and it will depend from the level of the water, the final level, the peak level. Because the biggest number of people on the right bank controlled by Ukraine is in the city of Kherson. And city of Kherson, part of it is already under the water, but a smaller part, because it's quite high over the river. So it depends how far the water will go. And after this, we will understand how many people we need to evacuate more.
We just heard from Yaroslav Kornienko, an evacuation coordinator with Vostok SOS. He was raising concerns about 30,000 to 40,000 Ukrainians who can't be evacuated from Russian-occupied areas. Have you similar concerns?
Yeah, I have the similar concerns. I can't say the number, and I think it's quite hard to estimate, but we're speaking about thousands of people in such towns as Oleshki and others, and I know this very good because I run the biggest in Ukraine educational cultural network, which are called Goncharenko centers. And one of our centers was in Oleshki before Russian occupation. And I know very good this town is just across of Kherson on the left bank of the river. And it's almost completely under the water. So this is a real disaster there. And I'm sure, unfortunately, that there are victims there. But I can't say for the moment how many.
Ukrainian President Zelensky has blamed Russia for the attack, but what do you know about what caused the explosion?
It's absolutely clear that it was made by Russians. When they're saying that it is Ukraine shelled a dam and destroyed it, I mean, it's ridiculous. First of all, like this, they can say that we invaded ourselves and we attacked ourselves, our power grid, and so on and so on. But also, you need to understand that this dam was built in the Soviet Union times, and when Soviet Union was prepared for a nuclear war. And you can't destroy this dam from outside, only with the nuclear weapons, probably. So that's just impossible. And the dam was controlled by Russians till the last moment. So it was definitely blown up by Russians.
But the United States says it can't conclusively determine the cause of the dam's destruction.
I mean, I don't know what had happened inside the dam, but something happened inside the dam. And inside the dam were only Russians. And they mined this dam last year. And there is a lot of evidences, including video evidences, how the dam was mined. And in general, there is only sense for them. They're afraid of Ukrainian counteroffensive. And this dam is the only breach between the right bank and left bank, which survived till the yesterday's morning. So they were afraid that Ukrainian forces could take it.
Well, you mentioned the counteroffensive. So what are the implications from this flooding in relation to Ukraine's counteroffensive?
Definitely in this area now it becomes much more problematic, because even not speaking about the dam, because the dam was mined in any way, but the width of the river is now much bigger, so it is much harder to cross the river on boats too. So that is the consequence. But for me, I'm worried most of all about long-term consequences for environment, because this is ecological disaster of a planetary scale. And all this water with the bodies of dead animals, with the engine oil from the dam, and all other rubbles is moving to the Black Sea and already entering the Black Sea. That is awful.
Ukrainian MP Alexei Goncharenko, thanks for joining us this morning.